Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're excited about the Supreme Court ruling on the Fourth Amendment in regards to, can't search phones without a search warrant, that the police can't arrest you and take your phone because your data is your papers and it fits the Fourth Amendment. And they, voted unanimously from 9-0. That's like, you can't do that. But also, in addition to that, we'll be talking about, hopefully, is that they made another decision recently about the buffer zone. A buffer zone was basically saying you no longer have First Amendment rights in this circle around, at that time in Massachusetts, I believe, was abortion clinics, that you cannot speak freely within a certain amount of feet away from a abortion clinic.
Wow.
Well, they struck it down today. These are big rulings. So you have First Amendment rulings, and we have Fourth Amendment rulings, and it's just very encouraging. If you hadn't got a chance, we're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. Instead of listening to what everybody says about the Supreme Court, you can go to the Supreme Court's website, and you can listen to the oral arguments. You can listen to them argue both sides. Mm-hmm. And just it's like an hour argument. You get to hear for yourself and make your own decisions about what's going on instead of just listening to somebody's feedback on it. And it'll encourage you, because as the attorney comes up, for example, to argue one side of the issue and the other attorney argues the other side, then you hear the justices interrupting. All nine justices at any moment will just stop you and they'll go, well, no, isn't that a little ridiculous, counselor, that that doesn't that fit with the, and they just like, it's like the Terry law. Isn't that a violation of the Terry law? Or have we even came up with that yet? Well, you're actually right, Your Honor. But, and they just hear this arguing back and forth. And you'll see that I was encouraged after listening to our Supreme Court have these arguments, because they were wanting to know. They were wanting to know what's going on. And they were arguing, because the purpose of the Supreme Court, remember, is we have three branches of government. Remember this. We have three branches of government. We have the executive branch, which is the president. We have the judiciary branch, which is the Supreme Court. And we have the legislative branch, which is Congress, which is your Senate and your representatives. Legislative branch is supposed to make laws and fund things. And the executive branch, the president, is supposed to enforce laws. I know, but that's what they're supposed to do. And the Supreme Court's supposed to interpret those laws. And all three branches are supposed to operate under the Constitution. And what the Supreme Court does, the reason why they're arguing these cases, is to find out if they're constitutional or not. And so you're hearing them. They're really, these were like good Fourth Amendment arguments. And they stood up for the Fourth Amendment. And the Fourth Amendment, I'm going to get my, pull this out right here. You need to get your little pocket Constitution, because this is what is so important about our nation, because we are a nation of laws. But the Fourth Amendment reads, the right of the people to be secure. This is your right as a citizen in America. The Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution, which all four branches swears to uphold and protect and defend from enemies foreign and domestic. The right of the people to be secure in their person, houses, paper, effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by an oath, in other words, they got to swear or affirm, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. In other words, if you get arrested and you have your computer with you, you have your cell phone with you, they cannot just search that. Mm-hmm. They actually have to have a warrant, and they may need to get a warrant, and there may be something they need to search on your computer or your data or something of that nature. But now they said 9-0. This is Fourth Amendment protected. You cannot. And there were people arresting people, and they were just searching their phone. Mm-hmm. And the argument, I was listening to the argument. The argument was that they were arguing that it's like somebody's wallet. It's like, I got a couple things in my wallet, but I don't have everything I have in my iPhone. You have it's amazing what you have in your phone.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, my phone's gone. It's over as I know it. Let me just change my name. And they were searching all that, which is great. This is a huge ruling, because this means that NSA, You know, that's our constitutional right, that they cannot just gather our metadata and mess with it without getting a search warrant. They have to get a search warrant first.
Everything electronic.
Everything electronic. And if you go back and you listen to earlier programs in the original tent, you would have heard very specifically say, you know, I believe it was a prophetic word, was definitely a word of knowledge. We're going to have new understandings of the Fourth Amendment to be able to meet the digital divide.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. It happened just recently on the Supreme Court, and I'm very excited about it. In addition to the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment was upheld with the buffer zone law that was the First Amendment. The buffer zone was saying that, you know, you lose your First Amendment rights when you're in a certain distance from an abortion clinic. Mm-hmm. You cannot say anything. You got to step back a certain foot. I don't know how many feet it is, but if it's an inch, it's a violation of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But they just, you know, Massachusetts is pretty liberal. I mean, they're like, wow. Oh my goodness, you know, liberal. I think they're one of the leaders in a lot of the things that are happening right now. Liberals, what I mean by liberal is, from my perspective, is they make a lot of decisions that are contrary than what the Word of God says. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about, you know, God says right, and they are saying left, type thing. That's what I'm talking about. And so the First Amendment then says, Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech of the press or the right of people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. In other words, you have a right to say anything anywhere, mm-hmm. as long as it's not harming anybody. And you can speak and something. And what they're saying, they were arguing this. Matter of fact, they were just arguing this on a program. There was a clip of the program called The View where they were talking about, I can't tell you the reporter that was on there, but he was saying, listen, you know, we have the right to say things. You can talk, you can say things.
Right.
And the ladies on there, or some of the ladies were saying that, well, no, we need to actually begin to tell people you can't say this and you can't say that and you can't say this because words hurt people. And so this guy says, if you could find that guy's name, John, tell me the Will Cain. Will Cain was the reporter, and he was on their show. And this guy's brilliant. I mean, it appears to really know who he is. He loves folks. He loves all people. He looks like, and he just talks about, you know, I don't know him personally, but I've seen him speak a couple times, and I like the way he respects folks. But yet he tells the truth. And he says, you know, remember the saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And their response was, and a lot of people, there's a reason why the president came on The View, because there are a lot of people that watch, a lot of ladies that watch The View. I mean, who doesn't want people to say, you know, don't say bad things against me.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen like that. Believe me, it's not. Even when you tell people, I mean, have you ever said to one of your children that you're raising, don't say that about your sister. Don't say that against your brother. It's like, they're not going to stop saying it unless they actually repent. I mean, they're going to say stuff. And so this is exciting because the First Amendment was upheld by our Supreme Court in that ruling. So these are great decisions. I encourage you, take the time to listen to these arguments, because understanding those two laws now to establish case law that allow other decisions to be made, such as when somebody comes in your home, they can't just grab your computer, grab your hard drive, grab your phone, grab your cloud. A cloud, by the way, is some server somewhere that's owned by a corporation that you actually own it because you're renting space in there, like you'd be leasing a space. And they can't just go delve into that and take that without a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was speaking this week, or I guess it was this week, to Apple. And I had a little time because we were waiting for something to happen. And I was asking questions. And he says, Apple is known. They have never, y'all can let us know if this is true or not. This is, you know, he worked for Apple. So, you know, so like somebody working for Ford, you know, Ford is the best thing. All then right. He gets fired and he works for Chevrolet. It's like, you know, I don't know what I was thinking about. Chevrolet is the best thing. Is that where you're getting paid? Anyway, so I don't know if this is going to break, but he said, Apple has never, think about this, has never gotten a virus. This is what he said. I'm not saying this.
Or been hacked. Wasn't that something else too?
Well, they have a thing called hijacking or something of phones and that type of thing, but not in the so somebody just delving into it, breaking it apart, and you got to physically be with it. It's not something that's sent to it. And I went, is that true? Anyway, so then he said, I said, what about your cloud? And this is the mysterious thing. Really, you know, we're safe as the cloud, and we're safe, the Fourth Amendment. And he says that I said, well, even their cloud has never been touched.
Wow.
Their cloud has never been touched. And he says they actually have zero tolerance for anybody asking for any information without a warrant. And it has to be very, very specific. So they just don't dump over their information. I thought, wow, that's pretty exciting to know. And then I said, so I'm thinking the cloud is like in some safe somewhere. some tucked away. I said, it's in Ireland, you know, because by the way, everything is negotiated in Ireland when it comes to the internet. I don't know why. You can ask somebody that knows. But read the small print. Nobody does it.
No.
But
you.
Me. I just want to make sure it's not the mark, you know, except. What happened to my head? And so I said, well, where is this cloud? I mean, obviously you have it somewhere. Is it in Ireland? Is it in, you know, is it locked down? He goes, well, it's actually all over the place on all these servers. And I thought, my trust is in the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.